Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Bill Larson.
Welcome to Pro Wrestling News Brief. That's right. We got a couple of stories today, including a shocking development in the world of TV broadcast rights.
Whoa. And exciting, exciting stuff.
And Ari Emanuel trying to deliver a TKO to Vince McMahon's role in TKO. But first, Larson, let's talk about TV broadcast rights.
Let's do it. The exciting field of TV broadcast rights. I mean, it's important, but you know what? We want to know where we're going to be able to watch our professional wrestling.
What channel am I going to have to turn it
to?
31?
The rabbit ears out?
Yeah.
Just those?
Do this stuff right there.
I got to do when I was a kid when I wanted to watch my TV. Anyway, so news broke during our Raw recap. I believe it was White Brownie that broke the news to us.
Yeah, the insider, White Brownie.
I know that PW Insider broke the story that WWE and the CW were in negotiations for a TV broadcast deal for the NXT brand. And wouldn't you know it, shortly thereafter, bang, official, made official by WWE announcing a 5-year deal between the promotion and the network. Question, though, of course, we're talking TV deals. We want to know how much money was involved. So how much did WWE get for the licensing rights to NXT? Of course, no official numbers include the press release when the deal is announced, but deadline reported shortly thereafter. Quote, finance terms, CW's NXT deal weren't released, but deadline here is it's more than double the $15 million a year price tag of the current contract. But wouldn't you know it, during today's TKO investor earnings call, Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel mentioned the average annual value of this new TV deal for NXT was 70% higher than the previous pact with USA Network. Now, my math skills aren't great. It's been a long time since I've been to school. 70% doesn't sound like a 100% increase, which would be double.
That would be a 100% increase.
Yes.
Exactly. So, I mean, they're rounding up by a large margin if they're considering 70% double. That's quite a bit. I believe there's 30% away from being double.
I mean, 70% increase is a higher percentage increase than that blue brand got. SmackDown.
And that other brand. So I mean if my math is so it's only $15 million a year they were getting in the first place. Okay. Apparently. That's a lot for me. But in the landscape of TV rights, I don't know. Because they do numbers that are these days close to Dynamite. Of course, it's NXT. It's one brand as opposed to AEW. You get two substandard brands and one okay brand, Dynamite.
Yeah. So about $25.5 million annually.
Yeah.
If that math is all, you know, accurate.
So for a 5-year period, it'd be $127.50 million. No, $127,500,000.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad. That's good money.
No, that's good money for a brand that doesn't tour, that they pay their wrestlers like $40K a year. You know, not a lot of costs involved with that. So, yeah, you'd think they got to be pretty happy. 70% raise. If I got a 70% raise, I'd be pretty happy ecstatic. About that.
I'd used to like, right? I'd be happy with a 7% raise. That was more.
Don't really do raises. You know, then work some more, damn it.
I know.
We get more money the more we work.
I know. That's all it's all about to. We do more work, we get more money.
Start your own wrestling channel. That's how I gave myself a raise.
We do less work. Yeah, there you go. We do less work, you make less money.
get on Twitch.
You know, we were talking about it on the Raw recap, you know, about why CW essentially. So in this Deadline article about the deal, they mentioned, where is it here? Yes. So, apparently CW is making emphasis on sports, live sports in particular. Yeah. They got ACC college football, LIV Golf is there, it's inside the NFL, which I believe used to be on HBO, is now on the CW. The NASCAR Xfinity Series, that's starting up over on the CW in 2025.
They're taking like all the scraps, basically. Like LIV Golf, nobody, they couldn't cut a deal with anybody. CW's like, come on down. Let's come to the CW. You can air after Supernatural.
I mean, college football is really popular, but like most people want to watch the SEC, Big Ten. ACC college football is fine, but it's not, you know, like one of the huge, massive power conferences that people really pay attention to. In this Deadline article, it says the network said it will soon offer more than 500 hours of sports programming.
Okay.
So that's a lot of sports. So I guess if they're shifting away from DC shows, you know, like Arrow and Flash and so forth.
Supergirl.
And Supernatural, not a DC show, but you know what I mean.
Gotham.
Yeah. And then focusing now on live sports, it makes sense why NXT would fit under their broadcast umbrella more so in that case.
Live sport seems to be the thing that to a degree is sort of like whatever proof, like the rights fees for sports seemingly always goes up. There's always a demand for live sports. You see the streamers trying to get into the live sports. Amazon's already penetrated the NFL.
Yep.
So it is sort of the thing these days, as opposed to spending a bunch of money in-house productions, or, I mean, I guess, I don't know, licensing or paying for, the DC C-lister catalog where you can have a Batman show without Batman in it.
Yeah.
Then I mean, this seems to be, you know, I guess a relatively safe bet if they're sort of going with like the mid-level. It's like, oh, we're not going to spring for Raw or SmackDown, but we can get NXT. We're not going to spring for SEC or Big Ten. We'll spring for ACC. That's not, I mean, it'll be interesting. I'll put it this way. It'll be interesting to see if there is a market for that sort of.
Well, you know, obviously college football is wildly popular, and obviously SEC, Big Ten, those are the huge power conferences that get a lot of national attention. They got national TV deals, you know, and they're expensive. They're expensive TV deals, super expensive. Imagine the ACC, the quality of the game is not too far removed from, you know, the super large power conferences. And I imagine it comes at a much more reasonable price tag than SEC or Big Ten. And NXT is kind of the pro wrestling equivalent at this juncture.
Yeah.
You know, it's still technically WWE's developmental brand. And it's been doing really good ratings of late on USA because of booking an effective show with some interesting stories. They've had some main roster stars show up to kind of boost the ratings a bit, but it seems to be holding for the most part. It'd be interesting to see how it does this week now that Becky's lost the title. She's not going to be on the show. I would expect Dom Mysterio still going to be on fairly regularly. And you know, if they can get this on now at a broadcast network where, in theory, more eyeballs could potentially get on it.
Yeah.
That's a huge win for WWE. And if they really want to develop NXT as more so a third brand as opposed to the traditional developmental brand. I mean, what heck, it's entirely possible that NXT could be the only WWE brand that's actually on broadcast television, not on cable.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Seems like that might be the case. I saw Solomon Monster mention, you know, just some speculation. I think he was brainstorming on Twitter about, you know, he's wondering if it's possible they got a show on cable, they got a show technically on network. Would they take Raw to a streamer? Yeah. And according to the earnings call today, Nick Khan, I think, had mentioned, maybe it was Ari, I forget which one, somebody representing Endeavor and TKO, mentioned that they're still in conversations with a number of business suitors.
You happen to mention that is Ari Emanuel, and I have the quote right here, thanks to Fightful.
Ooh, look at that. I'll leave you right there for you, buddy.
All right. This is what Ari Emanuel said about Raw, because that's the flagship of WWE's television programming. It's still yet to find a broadcast suitor for a contract. So this is what Ari Emanuel said. Quote, as it relates to the Raw renewal, we're having really productive conversations with multiple parties regarding Raw. We expect a robust process with Raw. We're very comfortable with Raw's position. We're going to be patient, measured, calculated with our approach. No specific timeline regarding an announcement. So maybe it's entirely possible they have, all right, we got SmackDown. It's been doing really well on Fox. We're going to USA with that. Bang, that's going to hold down the cable stuff. Mm-hmm. We got NXT on the CW. Bang. Broadcast network. That's taken care of. Raw, it's like, you know, historically our top show. Maybe we could roll the dice with this one a little bit. You know, this is, I would imagine that WWE probably thinks a vast majority of our audience is going to follow our programming wherever it goes.
It's destination programming.
It is.
Not to be confused with Destination America. It's destination. It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Or Destination Unknown. That was a show with Josh Gates.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
That was him. Yeah.
Which one was, did Anthony Bourdain do a destination show?
He did Parts Unknown.
Parts Unknown. Okay. Different
that was
thing.
A great
Anyways.
Show.
Oh, I love Anthony Bourdain.
Same.
But yeah, I don't know. And here's the thing. Like, there are, I think, probably a lot of metrics to suggest that streamers are going to be the future anyways. So it wouldn't surprise me if Raw landed on like an Amazon Prime or maybe a Netflix. I forget. Is Netflix diving into the sports stuff?
I kind of feel like they're not. No, I don't think so. It's Max. Sorry, it's Expedition Unknown is the Josh Gates show. My bad. No, I don't think Netflix is. It's Max.
Max
is doing the
Max
live
is, that's
sports.
Right. That's the one, yeah.
So I would imagine if any streamer would be Amazon, it would be probably not Max because I don't know about the AEW stuff. Mm-hmm. Although they might say,
yeah, we don't want your library.
Yeah, no.
We want shows with good ratings.
Give us everything. Give us the entirety history of pro wrestling outside of AEW and Ring of Honor, pretty much, at least in the United States. I would imagine it for streaming purposes, it'd be Amazon or it'd be Max, maybe Apple, but I don't know. Apple's reach is not as vast as the others, so I'd be pretty surprised if.
Man, I don't know anybody who watches Apple. I do, besides me.
You do.
You know, and I've talked about it with you, and you're like, yeah, that sounds great, but like you've made no movement on that. Can we confirm you've made no movement with Apple?
Yeah, because that's another streaming service is more money out of my pocket. I'm not a man of unlimited means, Steve.
Yeah, dude. No, absolutely. That extra $13, I can.
That's a whole other channel at the start. I'd start WrestleFarts just to pay for Apple.
Just to pay for that.
Apple TV.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, man. You get that, you can pay for Shudder while you're at it too. It's the horror network.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
one last note about NXT. Fightful Select reports that NXT is expected to stay on Tuesday nights during the, you know, the move to CW. So those Canadian shows that we looked up that are on Tuesday. Maybe never
son of a Britch. Son of a Critch. That's what it was.
Critch, yes. I think son that was Critch. Wednesday. I can't remember if it was on Tuesday. Critch. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guess what? Here it is on the CW. Son of a Critch. It's a Canadian show, you know.
What if Bret Hart had been on that?
Probably. It's Canadian. Anyways, let's talk about how Ari Emanuel hates Vince McMahon. So TKO issued a new SEC filing today to coincide with their earnings call. And in it, they essentially hid like a diss track in it. They listed Vince McMahon as one of the potential risks for the company. God damn it. This is what the filing said. Although we are not aware that significant business has been lost to date, it is possible that a change in the perceptions of our business partners could occur as a result of the investigation or other matters described above. In addition, as a result of the investigation, they're talking about Vince McMahon investigation, or other matters described above, certain other operational changes, including without limitation, other personnel changes, have occurred and may continue to occur in the future, which may have adverse financial and operational impacts on our business. Any adverse impacts as a result of the investigation and related matters and any further allegations or investigations could exacerbate, that means make worse, any of the risks described herein. Mr. McMahon's membership on our board could have adverse financial and operational impacts on our business. Mr. McMahon's membership on our board could expose us to negative publicity and or have other adverse financial and operational impacts on our business.
I got you. His membership also may result in additional scrutiny or otherwise exacerbate, that means make worse, the other risks described herein. Any of these outcomes could directly or indirectly have adverse financial and operational impacts on our business.
Gypsy took issue with all that. She's like, hey, listen. Don't talk about my Vince McMahon like that.
I would expect, you know, this, am I wrong in thinking this is the first time they've had something like this in one of their, like when they, some of their filings, they've had stuff along these same lines. I'm guessing
this
is a regular
thing. When I saw this on Twitter, it's probably a necessity.
Yeah.
It's probably like they're required to add any potential adverse
risks. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so like, Until there's any sort of, like, until they know for sure that there's no more allegations down the pipeline, until the investigation is over with, who knows how long that's going to be.
Yeah.
Until they know that he is a clean, like as clean as he can possibly be from, you know, a standpoint of X factors, not the X factor in wrestling, but, you know, anything coming their way.
Criminal or civil issues that might arise.
That they can, that they could possibly predict or see on the horizon, then this is probably something that they're legally required to add because it's language very similar to the last time they did this.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious that we get reminded of it every single time that he's a shit stain on this company.
Yeah.
And they're, and so it just sounds like, man, they just keep putting this guy on blast, when it's more likely that they just are required to put him on blast for every filing they
do. So every quarter, expect to do a Vince McMahon diss track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With similar language. But, you know, hopefully they'll reskin this a couple times, you know. Yeah. Hey, we understand that
remix,
Vince McMahon is a scumbag. Yeah, remix, exactly. You know, they can add some adjectives in there, and perhaps some more colorful language.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
words like scumbag.
I like shit stain. I like that.
You like the shit stain? Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, bum.
There you go.
We understand Vince McMahon's a bum, and his presence in our company is butt cheeks.
A turd.
Yeah, this guy is a royal turd. You know, capital T.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'd be, man, wouldn't you like that? If Gonan Raw had to do a filing every quarter, and like you had, I don't know, some investigation going on every time, and be like, man, Larson, being in this company, it's a real shit stain on the company.
Yeah.
And you just have to take it. Yeah. Yeah. I really wish that Vince didn't understand that they had to do this. And like every quarter he'd send text to Ari, God damn it. What is this?
Why are you putting me on blast?
Why do you call me a shit stain? Anyways, that's going to do it. Let us know what you guys think about all this. Are you looking forward to NXT on the CW? Anyways, that's going to do it for the show. Thanks, everybody. Until next time, we'll see you around.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.